Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Just into us this morning, flights are being delayed at multiple locations across the United States after a computer outage at the Federal Aviation Administration. There are hundreds of delays, according to FlightAware. The FAA tweets that it is working on restoring its system. There's more wild winter weather ahead for already storm-battered California. Rain, snow, floods, rock falls, landslides, they've seen all of that already.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees, and everything and destroy.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storms.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California than have died since New Year's Day.
Thousands have been ordered to evacuate homes and towns with histories of mudslides. And forecasts show another storm system lining up to wallop California this weekend. I'm Ben Thomas.
Republicans say they want to know how this happened. Documents marked classified were found at President Biden's former office area in Washington. The president says,
I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives. And we're cooperating fully.
South Korea's president is worrying aloud about North Korea's nuclear ambitions and its missile tests. He says all of this could lead to a dangerous miscalculation and spark a wider conflict. This is AP News. A violent attack at a busy train station in Paris this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
Six people have been stabbed in a Paris train station, with the attacker shot by police. After arriving at the scene, France's interior minister said the suspect had attacked several people with a bladed weapon at around 6:43 a.m., adding the unnamed assailant was between life and death in hospital after being shot. Officials say several passengers and a border police officer were among the wounded. The officer had been stabbed in the back but was saved by a bulletproof vest. Another one of the victims was seriously wounded in the shoulder blade and was taken for emergency treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., nearly 43,000 people were killed on roads in 2021, the highest number in 16 years. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Fablemans and Abbott Elementary were among the winners at last night's Golden Globe Awards. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Given the controversy the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has dealt with in terms of racism and ethical lapses, Golden Globe host Gerard Carmichael did not waste time addressing it.
I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here because I'm black.
Audio courtesy of the HFPA and DCP. Acting awards went to Austin Butler, Michelle Yeoh, Quinta Brunson, Evan Peters, and Angela Bassett, who acknowledged continuing the Black Panther franchise was tough after the death of Chadwick Boseman.
Weeping may come in the evening, but joy comes in the morning.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Roundtree. We start on the professional hardwood, where Joel Embiid dropped in 36 points as the 76ers pounded Detroit 147-116. Tobias Harris went 6 of 6 from the field, adding 14 points in the blowout win.
We need games like that where we can go out and dominate and stick with what's working for us all throughout the game. And just be professionals in how we approach it and do what we have to do.
Out west, Kawhi Leonard scored 33 points as the Clippers got by Dallas 113-101. The Suns dropped the Warriors 125-113 in Steph Curry's return to the lineup. In college ball, second-ranked Kansas got 22 points from K.J. Adams Jr. in a 79-75 win over Oklahoma. Fifth-ranked Tennessee took down in-state rival Vanderbilt 77-68 as Rick Barnes' team overcame a two-point halftime deficit.
Really proud of our team in the second half. I thought we came out, played better. We had to. But going into this game, I thought it would be this type of game. Every time we play them, it's a grind.
And 13th-ranked Virginia overcame a two-point hole at half to beat North Carolina 65-58. On the ice, New Jersey won again. More from correspondent Dennis Cox.
The New Jersey Devils scored four unanswered goals to beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3. Forward Dawson Mercer scored the game-winning goal for New Jersey at 8:53 of the third period. Mercer said it was a big divisional win.
And make a comeback against a good defensive team like that, it shows a lot about us, where you're never out of the game. And I think, like you said, those points are massive for us right now.
Trailing 3-1, Mercer and Jesper Boqvist each scored in the final minute of the second period for New Jersey to tie the game at 3. Forward Sebastian Aho had a goal and an assist for Carolina.
And a big signing in baseball as one of the offseason's prize free agents is staying put. Shortstop Carlos Correa is reportedly signing a 6-year, $200 million contract with the Minnesota Twins. I'm Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Rain is supposed to end today in California, but more rain is in the forecast. This latest storm has been devastating. At least 14 people have died. Near Fresno, a rock slide shut down a road. It was caught on police video. Mike Salas is with California Highway Patrol.
Very dramatic scene when our officer arrived. That roadway was being washed out by rushing water. And then at the last moment, as you can see in the video, those rocks came tumbling down, narrowly missing our officer and other Caltrans workers there on scene.
There's heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada. President Biden and his Canadian counterpart are pledging to boost the futures of people across North America. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau say they've worked together on several issues, from migration to climate change, and there's more to come.
Demonstrating the unlimited economic potential that we have when we work together and in the hemisphere, and to help the entire hemisphere.
There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic, especially for those of us in our countries.
The two men showed an easy warmth before reporters, a stark contrast to yesterday's meeting between President Biden and Mexican leader Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, who has not been on particularly good terms with the president and complained of abandonment and disdain for Latin America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Trump White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was sworn in today as the governor of Arkansas.
The oath I have just taken represents an unbreakable promise and a sacred responsibility. I accept it with the deepest gratitude for the confidence that you are placing in me.
In New York, former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months in jail for dodging taxes. This is AP News. Roughly 7,000 nurses at two New York hospitals are still on strike.
For a second day, nurses walked the picket line at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan, where 3,600 members of the New York State Nurses Association went on strike after negotiations broke down over staffing levels. Nurse Najee Pamphil says she regularly attends to around 9 patients at a time.
We're fighting for our patients' safety. That's our biggest concern. We're not asking anything that is unreasonable.
At Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, where 3,500 nurses are striking, the union is optimistic about a deal being reached. Meanwhile, the hospitals have been transferring patients and diverting ambulances, as well as postponing non-emergency surgeries and pulling in temporary staff. Julie Walker, New York.
A source tells the AP shortstop Carlos Correa has re-signed with the Minnesota Twins. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
British royal Prince Harry's memoir has finally hit the shelves. After weeks of hype and days of leaks, readers have the chance to judge Harry's book for themselves. Spare went on sale around the world on Tuesday. In Britain, a few stores opened early to sell Spare to die-hard royal devotees and the merely curious. Caroline Lennon, a 59-year-old customer who'd waited at a London bookshop from 6 a.m., says she's simply interested in all it contains.
I want to be surprised by it. Nothing shocks me so far. I've watched both of the interviews on TV, and I'm not shocked by anything. So I can't wait to read the book.
People want to form their own opinion of the book after days of snippets and debate on news sites and television. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Legal recreational cannabis sales start in Connecticut. Even though it remains illegal under federal law, 21 states have legalized recreational marijuana for adults over the past decade. At the Fine Fettle Dispensary in Willimantic, 32-year-old Samuel Gabby was one of the first to line up and buy legal recreational marijuana in Connecticut.
Been waiting since I was an adult, 18 years old, and the day finally came where we can all just come here and get what we want and then go home without having to worry about the police or anything. So it's a good day for people in Connecticut.
Diana Vickers says it's about time.
If we made decisions before that may have been incorrect, that's okay. What matters if you go back and make it right. So I think that's what I like the best about it.
As many as 40 dispensaries, along with dozens of other cannabis-related businesses, are expected to eventually open in Connecticut by the end of the year. In neighboring Massachusetts, retail sales began in 2018 and last month in Rhode Island and New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Callers keep flooding the new 988 Mental Health and Suicide Helpline. If you're experiencing a mental health crisis, know that you are not alone. In the 6 months since its July launch, the 24-hour 988 Mental Health and Suicide Helpline, created with funding and support from Congress, has received over 2 million calls, texts, and chat messages. The 988 number was designed to be as easy to remember as 911. Health and Human Services say the volume of calls is beyond what was anticipated. There's now a pilot line dedicated to LGBTQ youth and 7 centers answering calls in Spanish. But long-term funding for the helpline is in jeopardy. The National Alliance on Mental Health Illness says fewer than 20 states have actually passed legislation to permanently fund their line, saying lives depend on it. Ohio's Suicide Prevention Foundation is among the advocates pushing for a fee to be tacked on to cell phone bills. I'm Jennifer King.
Reports of new cases of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, are down to a trickle in the U.S. Health officials are shutting down emergency mobilizations.
We had our peak of Mpox of over 400 cases in August.
The threat of Mpox seems to have virtually disappeared from the public consciousness. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there are a number of reasons for this.
We had a lot of education that was getting out there, both to providers who could educate their patients and who knew what to look for, knew what to test for, but also to patients and to community members who started to learn how to, that this was out there and that they needed to do things to keep themselves safe.
There's also a vaccine, and past research suggests there may be limits in how many times monkeypox virus will spread from person to person. Mpox is a rare disease, mostly among men who have sex with men, caused by infection with a virus that's in the same family as the one that causes smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.